good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. As we know, this program is all about health and wealth, and nothing is more essential to good health than good nutrition. Here with us in the studio of WYPR is Angela Ginn, who's the Senior Education Coordinator at the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology. You're also, Angela, a longtime nutrition ambassador with the American Heart Association. Let's talk a minute about diet and nutrition. And we're inundated about what's good for us, what's bad for us. And at the same time, not enough of us are doing the right things. The average American drinks something like 45 gallons of sugary drinks per year. That's astounding, right?
It is. And I think we don't even understand the actual risk with consuming additional sugar. It can actually increase your risk of heart disease. It also can put you at risk of diabetes. And it's really about your weight. We don't realize that the pounds we add to our belly increases risk of insulin resistance, which that can affect your triglycerides, your cholesterol, and your blood sugar.
Okay, so now the average person listening to this is like drinking their iced tea or their soda or even their vitamin water, which has a lot of added sugar, am I right?
Yeah, so the recommendations from the American Heart Association is 6 teaspoons of added sugar,
six
for women, and 9 teaspoons for men a day.
And yet?
a 20-ounce soda can consume up to 12 to even 26 teaspoons in that actual beverage. So we need to quench our thirst with things that have 0 grams of sugar. You know, I always say start with water. Water is the best way to quench your thirst, and especially it will be warmer outside, and we know it's going to be warm, but we want to make sure we choose things that have less added sugar in them. Now, there are things that have natural sugar. That is 100% juice and fruit. You may find natural sugar also in milk. Those things are fine, but we find more people are consuming soda, sweet tea, lemonades, and also the sports drinks. And sports drinks are really made for athletes that are burning a lot of extra calories, not just leisurely walking down the street.
So there's a plethora of options out there. I want to spend a moment on that. But the fact is, there's an assumption that we eat less in the summer, in the warm summer months. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, we're surrounded by food everywhere we go, from picnics to baseball outings to gatherings with your friends and family. The thing is, think about your plate. So half of your plate should be more fruits and vegetables. And so you fill that with color. That is low in fat and high in fiber. Then you want to make sure whatever protein choice you choose, that it's baked, broiled, roasted, or grilled, and it's lean protein, more chicken, fish, and seafood. And then whatever starch you choose, make sure that it's whole grain.
In order to make stuff taste good, the food manufacturers, they reduce the fat content. However, to make it taste good, they've got to increase the sugar.
Yes, you have to make sure you check the label, because if it is low fat, they may add more salt and sugar. The key is making sure you keep it simple with whole foods with less added salt and sugar to begin with.
The other leg of this, of course, is exercise. What do we need to think about there?
Physical activity, the goal is 150 minutes a week, 20 minutes almost every day.
Well, I know that heart.org has a ton of wonderful resources, as does the Transamerica Institute at transamericainstitute.org. Angela, it's a delight to have you. We'll have you back again. Angela Ginn with the University of Maryland Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.